Middle East conflict contained for now. On 18 June 2025, Iran and Israel launched further missile strikes at each other as the aerial war between the two longtime enemies entered its sixth day. According to media, US President Trump has gone so far as to call for Iran's unconditional surrender, which may have added to investors' confidence that any conflict may not prove too stressful for too long. Fullerton maintains its positive outlook on global risk assets. As the conflict unfolds, the key signpost to watch for potential investment stress is volatility across risk asset prices. So far, investor concerns are isolated to oil prices, where volatility has surged to a 12-month high. But what is most encouraging is that the US equity market fear index, the VYX, remains contained. Furthermore, there is limited demand by investors for downside protection as the SPX put-call ratio remains around its average levels. Investors can be confident that this latest geopolitical conflict in the Middle East can be contained and prove not too stressful for too long because, firstly, Israel and the US are very credible military powers and Iran is in a weakened state. While oil prices could spike significantly on a higher risk premium, this may not be significant nor sustained for long enough to stress growth and risk asset returns. Secondly, any oil price pressures into inflation may be more muted than some fear because the environment today is very different. The US is the largest oil producer in the world by far and the third most important oil exporter. Therefore, global oil supply flexibility, combined with the credibility of US military and political backing, can help mitigate any significant and sustained oil price pressures. At the same time, global inflation is still under significant downward pressures from US productivity growth and China exporting deflation. Fullerton has also noted before that when geopolitical shocks hit, any adverse impacts have tended to be limited, or in the worst case, temporary disruptions, before markets return to underlying trends,